do you call a great big bag that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in? It's made out of loosely woven cloth.
What do you call it?
Well, have you heard people talk about a toe sack or a gunny sack or a burlap sack or something like that?
A toe sack.
Uh-huh. Would that...
That would be what it'd be, right? A toe sack.
What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long, about that high, put it up to your mouth and blow on it?
A harp.
Okay. And what about one that's shaped like this, you put up to your teeth and do it like that?
A toothbrush.
Mm-mm. This is another kind of harp. And, well, I guess it's a harp. I don't know, but it's made out of metal, shaped kind of like that.
A violin or
something. A
what? A violin or something. They shaped kind of like a harp. I don't know.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board that's balanced in the middle? And one child sits on one end, one sits on the other end.
We used to call them a seesaw. That's what we used to call them, a seesaw. We used to ride them way back young. We used to chill. Used to get a plank, you know, one get on one side,
uh-huh,
and the other get on the other side. Call them a seesaw.
Okay, fine. And let's see, what about one that goes around like this? Some children play on.
They call them round swings now.
Okay.
But they wasn't nothing to them when I was coming along. But that's what they call them now, though.
Okay. Well, what were some other things that you played on when you were a child besides a seesaw? Do you have any other kind of things like that?
I played on many things when I was a child. I got so old. Boy, so hard. I forgot what I played when I was a child.
What do you call a flat piece of stone about that big that a person uses to sharpen a knife on?
Oh, a wet rock.
Okay. Now, let's see. Will you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people in Pendergrass use or used to use around their pastures or around their houses?
I used to have a fence way back young. Folks used to fence in the lots.
Uh-huh. And what kind of fences would they use?
Planks or slabs or something around, you know, around.
Well, now, would these planks be this way?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, it's long planks around, you know, go from one corner to the other.
Okay. Well, now, what about rail fences? Did people used to use those?
Yeah, way back here, and they used to use rails.
Well, now, did they have any posts that went straight up and down?
Uh-huh, they straight up and down the ground.
So then the, I'm trying to figure out how it's made. There's a post like this, and then there were rails in between.
Rails in between. Still wire. There's rails in between.
Well, now, were the rails laid so that they locked like this, or were they just straight across?
They're straight across, then they hit, you know, and jam them post.
People are spending the night at somebody's house. What do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
If you sleep on the floor?
Uh-huh.
Call that pallet on the floor. Okay. That's what we used to call it, a pallet on the floor.
Okay. What do you call low ground in a river valley where some crops might be planted?
You call that down in the bottom.
Would you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Road.
Uh-huh.
Some dirt roads.
Okay.
Some pale, all I know.